Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The shortstop, Elio Chacon. Batting third. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The second baseman, Julio Gatte. Batting third. The left fielder, Bobby Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie James. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie Broglio. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ernie Broglio. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon strikes out. Two outs. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Broglio scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Throneberry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Flood moves to second. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Neal. The throw from Schaefer and he is out, Gatte applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. K Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes James trying to get to third. Hickman throws the ball into Neal, who tags James for the out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ashburn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. One out. Curt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flood is hit by the pitch. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 0 for 1 in the game. Gatte hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman. Gatte reaches second base with a double. Flood goes all the way around to score. It's Mets, 1, Cardinals, 1. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gatte moves to third. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cannell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boyer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0 for 1 in the game. Chacon takes first base on ball 4. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chacon moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Towards third. Boyer fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Thornberry moves to second. Two outs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. James hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schaefer takes first base on ball 4. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schaefer. The throw from Coleman and he is safe. Schaefer steals second. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxville hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Schaefer trying to get to home. Hickman throws the ball into Coleman who tags Schaefer who's trying to score from second, for the out. Maxville moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio is 0-for-1 in the game. Broglio is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Neal strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gatte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer strikes out. Two outs. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. James hits a fly ball into right field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neal bunts towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Gatte covering, for the out. Coleman moves to second. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Coleman scores. Hickman moves to second. It's 2-1, Mets. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Gibson pinch runs for Jimmy Schaefer. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maxville bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Gibson moves to second. One out. Red Schoendienst pinch hits for Ernie Broglio. Red Schoendienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Coleman for a passed ball. Gibson moves to third. Red Schoendienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schoendienst hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson scores. It's Mets, 2, Cardinals, 2. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gatte strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Gene Oliver now catching. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Ashburn moves to second. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Thornberry strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas is walked intentionally. Felix Mantilla pinch hits for Choo Choo Coleman. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a line drive towards third. Boyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Felix Mantilla now playing shortstop. Joe Pignatano now catching. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Mantilla, and towards Cannell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. Two outs. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. James hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gatte misplays the ball. That's an error on Gatte. Hickman moves to second. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. Hickman moves to third. Cannell moves to second. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Joe Pignatano. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hickman scores. Cannell scores. Ashburn moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-2, Mets. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Thronberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Christopher now playing left field. Sammy Taylor now catching. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Mets. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Dal Maxville. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Musial pinch hits for Bobby Shantz. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julian Javier pinch runs for Stan Musial. Chris Canizaro now catching. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Javier. The throw from Canizaro and he is out, Mantilla applying the tag. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.